Dear God, we thank you again in the wondrous name of Jesus. We appreciate so the wondrous life that your wondrous Son gave for us. God, help us to be a thankful people this morning. Lord, again, help us to lay aside every weight of indifference, the things that would keep us from coming freely and boldly and knowing your wondrous love that awaits us. Lord, allow your wondrous Spirit to continue to anoint each and every heart here this morning. Lord, we know that your word does not return void. We ask that it would be preached in demonstration of power. And in your wondrous Holy Spirit, Lord, may we magnify you and your wonderful name alone. And it's in the name of Jesus we say, amen. All right. A couple years back, a dear brother in the assembly had encouraged me of one of Brother Hill's precious quotes that he would say from time to time with such thankfulness on his heart. The man I was, the man I am, and the man I hope to be. And the Lord has encouraged that upon my heart, really, for many years, and especially over the last couple since I heard that. It again shows me how the Lord, He'll plant something, and He has a time, He has a season for everything, and I believe He's shown me it's time for this, son. And I believe that if the Lord tarry, we'll have a three-part sermon series on this, and it'll lead us right up into the convention time. But today, brothers and sisters, it is the man I was. The man I was, and there's no better place to begin than in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And you, and that's you, that's me, and you, hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation or our manner of life, our citizenship in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Dead in our trespasses and sins. I appreciate Brother Hill saying many times, when the Lord saved me, He didn't save a good boy. When the Lord saved any of us, He didn't save a good one. Yeah, we were dead before we knew Christ. There were no exceptions. All our sins, brothers and sisters, all of our sins put Him upon that cross. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. You'll find all that in Romans 3. Psalm 51:5. Brother David, behold, take note. Look into this. I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. We were all born in sin. That's how we were shapen. And the Lord has encouraged upon my heart to exclaim to myself and to all here today, we had better face this. We had better know this. And there's a delight in my heart that the more that I know this, the more that I accept, the more that I realize what a wretched wreck God saved, the more I love Him every day. The more I realize what He did for me in my life, the more I appreciate. The more I appreciate, the more thankfulness that comes into my life, the more thankfulness that I possess, the more I'm going to grow. Because that is the grace of God. Before Jesus came into our lives, brothers and sisters, we were servants of sin. We did not have a choice. Because the one life that would break us free from sin, the one life that would break us free from death, was Christ in me. Now today, as the Lord had given me this, I thought, you know, Lord, I pray that this does not provoke resentment. But I know there are a lot of people that think, and I'm talking about saved ones that think, that God saved a good person when they saved me. They didn't. He didn't. You're not. Praise God. Let's know today that we were dead in our trespasses and our sin. And let's face this wondrous truth. And let's face that this is not going to provoke resentment in our life today. But how about rather the greatest of thankfulness? That God in His infinite mercy and grace, He saw you, He bought you, and if you've accepted Him as Savior today, He justified you. And now, praise God, He has given you the opportunity, absolute opportunity, to grow from glory to glory, from faith to faith, even into His very image. Praise God. Now, The man I was could not come to God. The man I was could not fellowship with God. Think about these things. Think about what you've been called into. Think about that chasm that only the blood of Jesus could cross. Oh yeah. The man I was could not find comfort. The man I was could not find rest. The man I was could not find peace. The man I was lost. Absolutely lost. The grace and love that I sought, it could not be found. Oh no. Without Jesus, there's no peace with God. I've heard before, and a friend of mine said it to me, Jesus saved me from the pit of hell. Oh, yes, He did. But far more than that, Jesus saved me from a Christless eternity. Jesus saved me from never being with Him. Jesus saved me from being apart from God. Jesus saved me from an eternal death in a prepared lake of fire that would never, never end. Jesus saved me. And yet, the man I was tried to lose myself. Oh, how we try to lose ourselves in temporal distractions. What do you think? Oh yeah. Occupying my life with the wastes of this world. Trying to hide from the inevitable. At the end of the road, God. God's waiting. Oh yes, He is. But God's waiting for you and for me as children of the King in a far different way than God is waiting for the judgment that will happen. All to magnify His wondrous Son. And yes, the judgment of the wicked will magnify His wondrous Son. There has to be a cost. There has to be a penalty. And in that judgment, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Come unto me. You see how weak and heavy laden we are naturally. And He says, come unto me. Oh, what He saved us to. But whether it's relationships or education or friends or employment, the man I was tried desperately to find something that would never satisfy. Oh no, it'll never satisfy you. Not a one could satisfy the thirst. And you think about it. God made you. God made every man. And God put into man, from the very beginning, one thing that would ever satisfy. And that's the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. John 6:54 says, "Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. He hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. How I sorrow for the man I was, because I know that the God of love gave all that he had in his Son for every man. He gave his Son that all men might be saved. No respecter of person. He would that all men would draw nigh to him." That's your God. How people could say today, "Well, how could your God do this? And how could your God do that?" Let me tell you something. It's sin that does all that. And God is a God that does all things right, does all things well, withholds nothing good from us. Amen. But to encourage you to draw more nigh to His Son. Every test, every trial, every heartache, every tear, it's got a purpose for the child of God. Amen. And that purpose is to come home. To come home. To come unto me. To come boldly unto me. Find the grace and mercy that I am freely pouring out to your life. That'll help you to grow up and to see these things. And to see the absolute beauty. What I want you to become. The very fully mature sons of God. That know the very plan and purpose of God. But how plainly and simply put, brothers and sisters. When the Lord says, "No man cometh to the Father but by me." Oh. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." And yet I hear men say often that they know God. I pretty much hear everybody on TV say they pray to God. I pretty much hear everyone say that they believe that there is a God. Sounds so good. But you know what it says in Peter 1:21? It tells me that without Jesus Christ, you cannot believe in God. I don't care what you think. His ways are past finding out. He told me that my ways or the ways of man aren't his ways. He told me that my wisdom is foolishness to him. And he says in his holy scriptures that without Jesus Christ, you cannot believe in God. You know, I appreciate that the Lord made it that simple. It's, you know, you hear the airtight. This is error tight. There's no error in Christ. His word is perfect. Absolutely perfect. There is but one way. There is but one God. And I know Him. And we can know Him not just as God, but we can know Him as a friend. And we can speak to Him as a friend. And He wants us to come into that throne room, come boldly in, and to converse with Him, to take of Him, to rejoice in Him, to know that He is for you. Praise God. But do we see that everything, when He said everything is put into my Son, He meant business. He says in Scripture, "Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." How often do I hear Christians pray today? And I never hear the name Jesus. Don't let the enemy fool you. I appreciate if your heart is encouraged in Jesus' name. Don't be ashamed to profess His name. Don't be defiant to not profess His name. be also thankful to profess His name. This is our Lord and Savior. This is very God of very God. This is the one who came to die for you. And He said, in everything that you do, in everything that you say, in everything that I am, do it all in the name of Jesus. This is so blunt. It's so straightforward. Give glory to Jesus. Whenever you have an opportunity, give glory to Jesus. Praise God. That's where glory is directed. That's the only glory that could ever be bestowed, is to Jesus. Amen. Giving thanks always, it says. Always. Not sometimes. Not in how you feel. Not in, well, it's going well for me. He said, giving thanks always. And in all things, in case we forget. Unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's something about that name, isn't there? Amen. Don't ever forget it. Don't let it ever grow old. Don't let man, don't let religion, because all that's going to be driven of the enemy. Oh yeah, it's that clear. He said it's either God or mammon. I talk to people like this and they say, oh, you're so young. How come you talk like that? Because I believe in Jesus. I believe the Word of God is true. It hasn't changed. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. The things that were preached to me as a babe by the grace of God are still the same. They're just more real. It's that much greater. I'm growing up in Jesus. I'm becoming a man of God. What a wonder. Wickedness through and through. But God. Oh, but God. The name that's above every name. Oh, yes. The name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. But yet the man I was, a disobedient fella. Oh, yeah. Oh, you think you might have been obedient? Oh, I was a good guy. I paid attention in class. Made straight A's, huh? No, disobedient. Absolutely disobedient. The thought of a naturally good man. Oh, that person's got a good heart naturally. Oh, no. Without God's Son in our lives, we walk according to the power of the enemy. If you are not a child of God today, I will assure you, you walk according to the power of the enemy. And the enemy is Satan, in case you didn't know. It's the devil. He is the prince, the power of this air at this time. Jesus Christ has not been given the throne, as so many Christians want to preach that we're living in the kingdom age. Oh, hallelujah, I know I'm not there. Amen. Right. I'm in a church age. I'm in an age where Jesus is getting together a bride. He's getting together a people for His name's sake. He's going to ride upon her. Hallelujah. His name. His name. You don't know Christ is Savior, the man I was. Disobedience is wrought in us. It's grown in you, is what He's saying there. We are children of wrath. War is in the heart of men, swift to shed blood. Hate. Mankind is not good. Oh, what is He saying? Yeah, they record this. But I'm not ashamed to preach the gospel of Christ. I know that anything good will ever be, brothers and sisters, is because of one thing and one thing alone. The love of Jesus. That's it. That's the only power. It's the only changing force. It'll take you from darkness and it'll put you into the most marvelous light. It'll take you from despair and it'll have you singing joy unspeakable and full of glory. It'll take you from a pit that they have prepared and it'll set you upon a throne. And you'll see those that tried to dig and prepare that for you fall right into it. That's the God who fights for me. That's the God who fights for you. God's not going to be mocked. Oh, no, He's not. And He's not mocked right now because He gave His precious Son and He must see the blood. See, the man I was thought God's favor could be won with my works. The man I was thought that I had a concept of living a good life could grant me favor with God. Oh, I hear that so often. Oh, if I'm a pretty good guy, and I've been a pretty good guy, it's going to get me favor with God. Let me tell you something. That's the most abominable thing to God there could ever be. That's called your stinking dirty self-righteousness, and you better throw that away right now. That's the filthy rags that they used to wipe the pus from the leper's sore and throw them out there to burn. That's what He said. You couldn't even equate that to it. It was far worse than that. Get it away from me. God, it's got to be your Son. My self-righteousness, my self-works, my goodness, my kindness, without the love of God, it's profitless. It's an abomination to His Father. Dead. Absolutely dead. But I get excited about that. Because you know why? Because in what a wonder that it is, it was in that death is how He chose to show me His freely given everlasting life. And in one moment of time, in one moment of time, a heart was convicted to believe. A tongue was urged to confess, "You are the Son of God. You are the Son of God." Can't see it. Can't feel it. Lord, it's been a dry and parched land for a long time. But I believe it. Oh, blessed are they that have not seen and believe. It happened. It happened. We'll get to verse 4 maybe next week. But I'll give you a secret. But God happened. Amen. But God happened. But God. My life became and ever lived. But God. Yeah. But God stepped in. And but God has stepped in over and over and over and over and over and over in my life. The times that I was so bent to do the wrong thing after knowing Him as my Savior. The times I was so just headstrong that I'm going this way. The times I over and over should have just been wiped out. And but God stepped in. But God has stepped into your life. You're here today. But God is so in our lives. If we would just realize it and know that but God is grace. But God is His love. But God is His mercy. The absolute unmerited gift of His Son. His Son's life in me. That took each and every one of us, as we've heard so preciously so many times before, from the guttermost. Amen.
and has saved me to the uttermost. We are so saved, so completely saved. So wonderful. So to the man I was, goodbye. Goodbye forever. Yes, because we know this, for the life, oh yes, that he gave. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Oh, yes. Yet not I. Oh, no. He's gone. That life is gone. But Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Think of this. Who loved me? No, who loves me? And loved me in ages past. And gave himself for me. See, you just didn't think you could rejoice when we started, could you? Dead. No, alive forevermore. He took me from that miry clay and he set me upon a throne. Yeah, I can see it. I've got a vision. I'm getting ahead. But hallelujah. Amen. I'm rejoicing in spirit with my brother that the man I hope to be. I'm getting it, Lord. Are we getting it? You see how he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for your truth. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the faith that you're bringing to us. God, help us to grow up into the mature men and women, the mature sons of God. That creation, all of creation, is groaning for the manifestation this day. Lord, may it be today. But Lord, may we say truly, may we be ready. May we be prepared. May we be the wife that hath made herself ready. In Jesus' name, amen.